Well, we're heading into a long weekend. It's February 19th, is Louis Riel Day. Many of us have the day off, including students, which is why the University of Manitoba is hosting a day of celebration tomorrow. Joining us is Angie Bruce, Vice President Indigenous at the University of Manitoba. Angie, thanks for doing this. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me. Really excited to be here today.
Yeah. Tell us about Louis Riel celebration tomorrow. Who, what, where, when, why the celebration?
Well, Louis Riel Day is a celebration at the University of Manitoba that gives us an opportunity to reflect on Riel's legacy as a defender of Métis rights and a founding father of Manitoba. It is also a time for us to honor our Métis identity, history, and kinship ties, and that allows us to have a supportive, inclusive environment here at the university. So this year's event is going to be held tomorrow, Friday, February 16th, at the Marshall McLuhan Hall at University Center in Fort Garry campus. It's a free event, so it includes short remarks from members of our Métis campus community that have different roles to play in honoring Métis cultures and making our space inclusive. We'll have jigging lessons, dancing, music, and resource tables. Everyone is welcome to come out, and the festivities will start at 12:30 and run until 2 p.m.
This celebration encompasses everything. You got everything, Angie.
We do. It's going to be a fun time. It's a time for celebration for sure.
Indeed. This year's Louis Riel Day is the first since the introduction of a bill to recognize Riel as Manitoba's honorary first premier. Can you tell us about the significance of this recognition?
I think this is, as a Métis person myself, I think this is a significant, significant recognition. It really is changing the way that we see the history. Louis Riel, of course, looks at not only honoring Riel as the first premier of Manitoba, it's a bill that asks educators across the province to teach students about Riel's contribution to the history of this province. So it requires the minister to change the Education Administration Act to take steps to include Riel's contribution to Manitoba and bestow him the honorary title of the first premier. So it really is changing the history between our people, and it's bringing to the forefront what Métis people have been fighting for many generations.
Right. And Angie, you're the new Vice President Indigenous at the University of Manitoba. What does this mean for you to have this celebration and be the first in this position?
Yes. So I'm a brand new. I'm actually day 10 on the job. So it's so very, very, very new. For me, this is, I think, a significant step for this celebration has been hosted. But for me to be there hosting it on behalf of the university as a Métis person, truly showing that Métis people have a deep-seated history, culture, governance structure, and way that we work, and bringing that to the forefront and being included in the university community, I think is quite important to me. We have actually at the university, I've learned, one of our first ever planned gift has a special connection. In 1883, a Métis scholar, educator, and lawyer, Alexander Kennedy Isbester, bestowed $83,000 and nearly 5,000 books to the U of M. And that gift is still benefiting our students today.
Wow.
And that's huge.
Yeah, that is huge. Also, what's the first 9 days been like then?
It's been a whirlwind, but so exciting. It's the passion here, the openness to look at reconciliation and making that actionable. What can we actually do? So going beyond talking is everywhere. Every person that I've met in my first 9 days is talking about making a change relationship with community. How can we move it forward? And so my role here is really to help guide, look at the vision for the university and how we make that happen. And I'm excited to just build on the foundation of what's already been put in place.
So what are your plans moving forward then to improve relations with our Indigenous brothers and sisters?
Well, one of the things I think that I've been asked to do by the elders, so the university has an elders council, is to move quickly. So they feel that there's already been a lot of talk, already been a lot of education that has been going on. And now they want us to start moving policies, creating tools to support community engagement and creating those relationships with our Indigenous nations and integrating that into the university culture. So that is one of the first things that I think that I've been tasked to do. And it's one of my key priorities as we advance reconciliation.
Moving quickly is a theme in our province today, whether it's Prime Minister Trudeau and Wabkhanu about the bureaucracy in our healthcare to this, to getting things done. This is refreshing talk today to have a university and maybe our provincial government going, we've got to move quicker onto things.
Yeah, I think it is. I think we've had a lot of conversation. People have been talking about reconciliation now for a long time, since the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the recommendations that have come out. I think what I'm hearing from community is more action now. So we've started the foundational groundwork around creating a joint understanding of our histories and where we need to go. That needs to continue. But through that, we need to see what is the meaningful actions that you're going to put behind that. And that is the work that I've been tasked to do.
That's fascinating and really good news, because the 2 years ago we did programming on Truth and Reconciliation Day, and I asked the Indigenous guests that I had on of what we can do, and me specifically as a white male, and they were like, well, just, it's not about today, it's not about a year from now, 6 years from now, it's about moving forward and doing this. Mm-hmm. Then last year I asked the same question and they said action, like let's get moving on stuff. So this sort of goes along the way of what we've been hearing from some of the Indigenous leaders in our province.
Absolutely. It's the same messaging that we've been receiving from community as well. And it's, of course, for me, it's also important to me to show that we are advancing on a pathway together. And so how can we as the university meaningfully contribute to that?
Right. And you got to plan a party in your first week.
I did. With a lot of help.
Yeah, most party planners do say that. We really appreciate this. It's the Louis Riel celebration tomorrow, University of Manitoba. Let people know once again where and the times they can come down and take in all the activities.
Okay, so festivities will be held at the Marshall McLuhan Hall at University Center, Fort Garry campus, starting at 12:30, running until 2 p.m.
Excellent, Angie. Appreciate your time. Enjoy tomorrow, and also congratulations on the new position.
Thank you. Take care.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.